This week, you're going to face an impossible mission. And there's no one else in the world who can perform your mission for you. But you know that the greater the obstacle, the greater your story. So let's make this life a bestseller. Welcome to Mrs. Impossible, a judgment-free zone where impossible does not exist. Hey guys, welcome. You've entered a judgment-free zone. So for the next roughly an hour, let's suspend our ideas of right and wrong. Let's leave all our shoulds at the door. No, I should do this, or I should do that, or I should be that. No shoulding in here. No shoulding. No I have to's. And the only four-letter word not allowed here is can't. That's C-A-N-T. Because when this podcast ends, our family and our friends and our workmates and community and even some thoughts in our own minds will all should on us with their ideas of what's right and wrong for us. So I like to sit apart at least just 1 hour in your week. Your week is filled with 24 hours times seven. Well, let's just let this hour be not a what's right and wrong and bad or good, but what's healthy for us or not healthy. Yeah? Okay. My segments might change as we go on with this series of episodes. This week's segments will be Fresh Pick Thoughts, where I just talk about whatever comes to mind, absolutely no planning. Then I'm adding the new segment, Clean Up. A little bit of housekeeping, because I do have a little voice in me saying, oh, but this and that about episode number one. And I thought, well, why don't I have a little cleanup section where I address something from the last episode? So we'll have a cleanup for 5 minutes. Then we'll have the fun part. Swiping with Cindy. Yes, that's right. We will swipe live because I'm still single right now. Yeah, I have so much besides just swiping live with you. I have so many stories of dates I've gone on and stories of things that I've learned and ways that I've changed my dating strategy to lessen the anxiety of meeting an absolute stranger. So that will be swiping with Cindy. Then we'll enter the mission control room. We dedicate the mission control room time toward our mission, our impossible mission. And these impossible missions don't have to be scaling a high-rise building with a piece of dental floss. It can be something as extremely difficult as telling someone something you feel. Because you know that can be often very dangerous and risky and more difficult than many of the great obstacles that people perform on buildings and mountains and sports. And then at the end, we'll tie things up. I'll say it at the end and I'll say it here. You can contact me, talk to me by going to mrsimpossible.com. I want to hear from you. I want to know what feels impossible to you and what you need to get unstuck from. What desire you have been throwing water on or that other people have been suffocating. You know, fire needs oxygen to breathe, doesn't it? Who's been throwing the blanket over your fire? Well, I'm here to help you reignite that flame and help you identify how big that flame is, what the consequence looks like, and your strategy to get there. I'd like to help you with that during the mission control room segment. Let's get started with fresh picked thoughts. You know, I just sat here in silence for a few moments, and I'll probably cut out the silence in my editing here, but I thought, what goodness can I bring to you during Fresh Pick Thoughts today? I'm usually overflowing with things to say when I'm feeling good, when I've had a day that I've eaten healthy and done my workout and gotten enough sleep and given myself some soul food, whether it's through a book or thinking about my goals and feeling them, feeling the reward of them, or putting on music and dancing around, or maybe doing a little bit of swiping and having some good convos that don't lead to anything anyway on the dating apps, but at least they get me excited a little while. You know, usually after a good day like that, I have a lot to say. I'm so glad you're willing to hear me. But you know what I just did? You know, I had a carb fest today. And so I feel a little bit guilty and darkened in my conscience for eating that. And look, yes, it's okay to have it. It's okay. It's okay. I know. I have a fitness goal. I have a body fat percentage goal. And so this was my splurge, okay? It was my splurge. Maybe it was building up a long time. I had my splurge, but I fear the coming days when I will become a carb monster and it will spiral into a carb-filled days and then weeks. It affects my energy, guys. But I'm here. Look, I'm here. Okay. Last week in my Fresh Pick Thoughts segment, I read out loud a segment from a book from Kyle Cease, and it really described who I want to be, how I want to live life when it comes to dealing with other people or communicating with other people in relationships. And I'll just repeat just that small section of that now, because it was that good. Here it is. He says, "If a man were to get in an elevator and there was a beautiful woman next to him, he might try thinking of something to say to her to open up a conversation. What if he just said that? What if he turned to the woman and said, 'I'm trying to think of the right thing to say to you.' Think of how honest, vulnerable, and freeing that would be." There you go. That's a few lines. That's the core of what I meant last episode during Fresh Pick Thoughts when I said, that's who I want to be. I want to live there. I want to live on that edge of pride and humility, the healthy pride and a healthy humility. Just stay right on that beautiful edge where you are willing to lose the interest or approval of the other person because you're being true, your most true witness of your own feelings and thoughts and saying what they are to the other person. Why does that feel so hard? Why does it feel so hard to just testify what we genuinely feel? You know why? Because we're afraid. We don't see the reward in just testifying to what we genuinely feel. So when it comes to living up to that character where you openly and without ego transparently share what you feel, like as far as saying that and having the humility and the confidence, that beautiful combination of humility and confidence to say, "I'm not really sure what to say to you." I did try that this week. I'm just thinking back to this week and it just feels so good to do that. It feels so good. I feel after I've done that, it was worth possibly losing the interest of the person just to be true to myself in that moment. It's this beautiful, freeing feeling. That's about it for Fresh Pick Thoughts today. Now it's time for the cleanup. Let's talk about the cleanup. Ready? Okay, a few things to clean up. First of all, when I read Kyle Cease's book, I didn't tell you the name. The name of the book is called I Hope I Screw This Up. What a great name. He's so funny and deep. I hope I screw this up. So that's cleanup number one. Cleanup number two, I want to make it clear that, yes, this is Mrs. Impossible, but the really small things can often be the most impossible. The smallest action can feel like the heaviest weight. And sometimes the biggest physical action can be the easiest emotionally or mentally. So when I talk about Mrs. Impossible and missions and your impossible mission or your mission for this week or anything of the sort, don't think that it has to be something massive and grand and changing the world, although it can be. And sometimes all you want is something that's very, very small sounding, but it's huge and majorly impactful to you and can and often does snowball into huge consequences in life and your decisions and your actions and your career and your home life and your mental health and your emotional health and everything else. So nothing, no action, no mission is too small here. Next thing. Oh yeah, last episode I talked about dating apps and saying that it was something that I was tolerating. You know what? I thought about that. And I thought, dating apps, it's not that I'm tolerating dating apps. It's that I'm tolerating the same strategy I've been using. And so I really don't think when I said that it's dating apps is something that or something that I'm tolerating. I don't want to down the dating apps. I think they're brilliant ideas if they're done with boundaries. And that's really what I'm tolerating is my current boundaries on the dating apps. That's all. That's all. So I just wanted to correct that. Next cleanup. For those who shared their goals that seemed impossible, I want to make sure you're taken care of. I want to make sure that I've given you something meaningful to move forward with those goals. So I want to let you in on the three key parts of changing your life to get that thing that you want. Very simple. It's so cheesy to say change your life, but really, really what we're talking about is getting what you want. As simple as getting up from the couch and getting food from the fridge. It follows the same pattern, right? This is what I'm telling you right now are the three parts of every personal coaching conversation. One, how much do you want it? Is it enough to get off the couch? Metaphorically. Number two, and I'll give you more specific details in a second. Number two, do you have clarity in what you want when you get off the couch and go to the fridge? Or are you just going to open the fridge, look around and close it again, then walk back to the couch grumpy because you don't have what you want, and then do the same thing again, open the fridge again, look around. Are you clear on what you want? And then the third thing is, once you do find the thing that you want, do you have the strategy in place to make the action happen, to make it happen? Oh, I found something that I want in the cabinet to eat, but shoot, I don't have the equipment for this. I want to make homemade gluten-free pasta, but I don't have a pasta maker. So that's just a very simple home context example of the three things that make you make it happen. So that's the very foundation for you who told me about your goals and the ones that I read out in the last episode. Foundationally, on a scale of 1 to 10, and I use scaling questions like this in many parts of life to make decisions, just like the doctors ask you in pain management medicine, they'll ask you, you know, what's your pain on a scale of 1 to 10? And it helps them figure out what to do next, right? So it's just one of many examples of similar scaling questions that professionals need to ask. And what I need to ask you is, on a scale of 1 to 10, for that thing that you want, what score would you give it? A 10 means you couldn't want it anymore, and a 0 means you couldn't want it any less. So think about the goal that you told me. What's your number on that? And only you are the number one expert of everything you've ever felt. Everything that you've said that you felt and everything that you've kept quiet about that you felt, everything that you felt joyful about and peaceful and healthy and then all the opposites of those, you're the expert of you right now. So what number do you give to that thing that you wanted? Do you have that number in mind? Because I'm going to let you into the next stage of this. If you did give me a score of 7 or below, what that might mean is that there's a better phrasing of the thing that you want, or there's something else that's more important. 7 or below, you're going to either rephrase it, think about it a bit, or move on to something else, or wait until the pain is so bad that you can't tolerate anymore and you need to make a change, and now you're at an 8, 9, or 10 to make the change. Or something has caught your eye so much, you finally jump to an 8, 9, or 10 score. Until those things happen, let's leave that aside. But if you answered an 8 or a 9 or a 10, if you answered an 8, 9, or 10, you are ready to make this happen. And that's really exciting. Okay, so that's the first part of this. That's the part of having enough desire to get off the couch. And then the second part is getting clear on what you want. Every personal coaching conversation addresses these three things. So you've given me your score, okay. But for those who have the 8, 9, or 10, next step is to get clarity. What does that thing look like or feel like? If it were to happen, what would be different around you? What would you see, feel, and hear that would look or feel or visually be or audibly be different in your everyday life? Get a real picture for what that looks like. For example, one of you said self-forgiveness is your goal. What does that look like? What would be different in your day if you reached that goal of self-forgiveness? You didn't share that with me, the one who gave that to me. Hello, you know who you are. You didn't share with me the details, but let's just say it was self-forgiveness over a specific thing you did. So what would that look like if you actually forgave yourself? Would it mean that you finally given an object away that brought you a feeling of guilt? Would it mean that you've actually taken an action and made amends with someone or just told them something that you thought they needed to hear? What's the difference in the physical, tangible world? A clear vision of what that is. Now, I could get into that in way more depth, but I'm going to leave that as just a simple explanation, which ended up not being very simple right now, and go on to the third step, which is to create action, motivated action, self-motivated action. If you don't believe that that action will inspire you and that if you don't see the reward in that action and it doesn't grip you and it doesn't give you a 8, 9, or 10 score of joy or happiness or reward, then I would rephrase the action, re-strategize, redesign the plan. That was the first cleanup segment and it went pretty long. I feel like I could have talked for ages longer, but we'll end it here now and get started with swiping with Cindy. Here we go. I'm opening Tinder, swiping with Cindy. By the way, guys, do you know that Tinder activated a video chat feature? The landscape of Tinder will forever change now. Why? Because so many people hide on Tinder, and now smart Tinder users will know and be able to easily ask the person to jump on a video chat to show their identity. And this means that us ladies and guys and ladies, don't have to give their phone number out to validate or verify that a person is who they say they are. Some people think that they look like the photo that they posted, but they really don't. It's really a picture from 5 years ago, and they haven't noticed that they've gained 20 kilos. So video chats are very good. And it's okay, by the way, to gain 20 kilos if that's what you want. But a lot of people really just want a true picture of what their potential date looks like. And if you're much larger, that's just not an honest representation. But a video chat now. Whoa. All right. Hello, Bill. First guy on the deck. He looks much... Oh. As you might know from the last Swiping with Cindy episode, one of my values is health and fitness, so that I feel motivated and continue to build and have synergy with someone on that kind of level of values, I want someone who makes health, who visibly, obviously, evidently makes health and fitness their priority. And Bill does not evidently seem to make that his priority based on a very happy, jolly Santa Claus beer belly that he is proudly sporting. So, Mr. Bill, I can tell from these photos that we will not be compatible on a very important value to me. So I am swiping left. Lucas, I don't like the facial. Ooh. He makes a funny face in one of the photos, and it's a turnoff. It's a turnoff. And look, it might be a one-off weird photo. Let me see these other photos. I don't find, first of all, before I say what I'm about to say, do you find every human that you see sexually and romantically attractive? Do you feel butterflies with every human that walks by you? No. 99.999% of you will say no, of course not. Well, that's because there are physical traits that somewhere deep in our psychology makes us go, ooh, I want to be physically close with that person. And this Mr. Lucas guy does not give me that feeling at all. So I want that strong body type, and he looks a bit small, like I forget the name for this body type. It's like a long and narrow. I will swipe left now on Lucas and wish Lucas someone who will give him 100%. Jim. Oh. You swipe, sorry for the blur, but you swipe with joyful expectation that someone attractive will appear on the deck, the deck of cards, digital cards. We're talking about swiping left and right. When you approach the phone that way, and then an unattractive face pops up, or not an unattractive for everyone, but unattractive to you shows up, it's like a, ooh, it's ooh, just like slightly. I was hoping for someone sexy, and then this happens. I want to name characteristics, but he just doesn't look fit. Let's just call it that. Left. Ooh. Okay, next guy, Cam. He looks really good. He looks good. He looks positive. He's wearing a shirt that says something very positive. Love his hair. He definitely works out. I can see the muscles. Oh, and he looks happy, but not too cheesy. And he has super liked me. Oh my goodness. And he's 8 kilometers away. I don't know what his personality will be like. I don't know what his values are. He might be polyamorous for all I know, which is fine for him if that's what he wants, but it's not for me. He might be looking for a one-night stand, and I'm not. So I'll swipe right because the physical attraction thing in the photos works right now. But we'll find out if personality compatibility and values work out. And also, if he looks like this in a video chat. And then after that, if he looks like this in person. And what is his height? And what are his dimensions in person? I'm not thinking about that. Don't go there in your mind. But I do wonder about height. Height is one of those physical traits that matter to me and make me feel safe if they're a certain height. And I really want that feeling. Okay, next. Someone wearing a bean. Okay, the first picture of Shane here is Shane wearing a beanie, very tightly cropped photo. And he has a very strange, awkward smile where it's not really a smile and it's kind of like just showing his teeth. Oh, he's doing it in his second photo as well. And in his third photo, you get an angle that reveals that he might not be a big fan of the health and fitness industry. But he does look fun, but attraction, physical attraction is very key to me. Shane, I'm sorry. We probably will not be compatible. And that's the end of my swiping, but I'm going to tell you a little bit more about why physical traits are so important. Here's my formula. I used to think that looks were only a small part of it, maybe 5% to 15% of the factor, and that the rest was just the magical other things, like things you have in common, little personality traits that they have. But I was wrong because I've tried several times, and once I actually committed in a formal wedding ceremony to someone that I thought was a really good guy, and the physical stuff that wasn't fully there, it would just work itself out. Well, with the times that I've tried that, it really only gets worse. It doesn't get any better. The necessary equation for me for a romantic relationship is that it must have 50%. 50% of the story is the physical traits that make you want to be sexually or romantically involved with them. Then the other half is the personality, values, and vision. So personality type, all of their character traits, their values, what's important to them in life? What are they striving for? Who are they striving to be? And then their vision, where do they see themselves? Do they see themselves traveling the world for the next 20 years? Do they see themselves selling everything and moving to Antarctica? Do they see themselves local, staying local and buying a house with a white picket fence and having children? Do they see themselves being a traveling salesman for the rest of their lives? These are things that long-term matter. The physical attraction thing is just as essential as the other bits. So it's 50-50 to me. I've tried too many times in my life to put more weight on one of those than the other. I've tried way too many times to say, oh, this guy's really gorgeous. Let's see if we can make it work. But then the personality, values, or vision don't work out. And then I've tried the opposite too many times where the guy's really not completely physically attractive to me, but his personality is so great, our visions align, and our values are the same. But then it just ends up being just a friendship, a really good soulmateship, but nothing sexual. And that leaves my body's systems, aka the reproductive system, going nuts and saying, hey, what about me? You have a respiratory system where you breathe, it keeps you alive. You have an excretory system, which keeps waste going. You also have a reproductive system, which keeps your mojo alive. You know, I have to add up the 50% and the 50% and see if there's a passing grade. Look, it doesn't have to be completely 50. The guy might be 40% out of 50. That's all right. And then on the looks, and then the 35% out of 50 on the vision, values, and personality. Like maybe there are some, you know, annoying things he does that I can kind of tolerate because everything else is great. That's fine. In school, growing up, right? If was it 65 or above? If you got 65 or above, I think it was, you passed. And if you got a 64 or below, you failed. That's what it was. And so I think that's a pretty fair estimate of how I can roughly measure whether something's going to work out with a guy or not. If it's just a friendship, then it's just a friendship. But if it's going to involve romance, if it's going to be a dating or romantic relationship, then an essential to that definition is the sexual relationship. And all of that attraction is important. It defines it. It defines it. It sets the basis for anything beyond friendship. That sexual attraction sets the basis. So what turns you on? What turns you on? Because it's going to be unique for everyone. It is now time, guys, for the mission control room. So here you go. Just open that door right there, and Oliver has something to say to you.
Attention. By entering the mission control room, you accept 100% ownership of your happiness, your decisions, and actions. Responsibility falls on you, and you only enter at your own risk.
Last week, I introduced you to the motivators, aka values. These motivators, these things that get you out of bed. When presented with some options of things you could do or say or be, ask yourself, which option best aligns with my motivator? And do that. As studies show, we don't make decisions that align with our values, aka motivators, the things that motivate us. We don't make decisions aligning with those unless we are conscious of those things while we make the decision. Otherwise, we might be making our decisions out of the expectations or fears of someone else, or something someone told you need to do or should do, or something that you think you need to do or should do, but it's actually not something that's genuine for you. So for those who have not listened to the first episode, even those of you who have, I'll repeat here what those 10 motivators are so that you can identify yours and I can feel assured that you leave today's episode knowing what factor in your decision making will make your day today much better and your consequential life. Most of the time, and in my experience, at least 90% of the time, people will stick with their motivator for years, maybe their entire life. But then sometimes people change, their worldview changes, something big happens, good or bad, in their lives, and they pick a new one. Here we go. This is a quick hack to identify your motivator. Imagine you are about to start a brand new world, and you can take only one of these with you. Ready? There are 10 categories. I'm going to list the category name first, and then I'll list some very short descriptions of what they are. So here we go. Imagine you starting a new universe. You, just you. And you can take only one of these following 10 categories with you. 1, courage refers to bravery, facing external or internal opposition, provocation, or challenge. Creativity refers to ingenuity, change, open-mindedness, innovation, invention, and novelty. 3, beauty refers to the visual, audible, emotional, artistic, or spiritual attractiveness of people or things. Health refers to wholeness, energy, vitality, physical and mental well-being, self-care. 5th category is wisdom and knowledge, which refers to curiosity, learning, making sense of how the world works. 6th one is community, which refers to society as a whole, empathy, love of people, teamwork. Justice is the next one, and that refers to individual or community rights, fairness, equality, citizenship, integrity. The 3rd to last is order, and that refers to organization, control, prioritization, structure, and self-regulation. The next one is transcendence, which refers to gratitude, laughter, hope, optimism, humor, humility, and spirituality. The last one, freedom, refers to lightheartedness, unrestraint, flexibility, liberation, and opportunity. So which one will you take with you? You can only take one to the new world. Did you pick it? If not, you know, you can rewind and play it again. The one you pick, you'll find it in your mind. It somehow gives birth to the others and the new planet. It might be the lead, but it actually enables all the others to happen. So the next stop, here we go. I'm about to start the self-coaching questions. As I go through it, I want you to hear the questions and answer them for yourself as well. Question number 1, how much time do you have to spend today? I'll aim for 20 minutes for this. We'll see if we can keep to that. Question number 2, do you feel like you're in a safe space right now? I do. Actually, last week, I felt more scared to be open with you guys and have a coaching session with the public. But this week, I feel safe. I do. I feel good about this. I feel really good. Number 3, in the last exercise, you planned a next step towards your destination. What would you like to say about what you've done or haven't done regarding this step? You know what I'd like to say is that I've done more than the minimum, close to the maximum. The action from last episode was to get my testimonials ready to publish from the 7 different, very different people. The minimum of that for me was to just have the text and the photos, and the max would be to have all the videos done too. And good news is I got right in the middle of that. Asking these people to be vulnerable with the world and let me share their story, just even a little tiny part of their story, was a big deal to have 7 people agree to that. So thank you to you guys. If you're listening to this, thank you for sharing your story with me and everyone who's going to read or listen or watch your story on my upcoming web platform. Some clients gave me a few paragraphs of text that I had to ask if I could cut it down and back and forth with that. And then some gave me video, a very long video that I had to cut down to just 1 minute. Others gave me audio and I had to convert that to text. And others gave me photos that I had to get to the right resolution so that I could use it and the right dimensions so that I could use it in social media and the website. One thing that lacked in this was having a bit more fun. I think I put myself under too much pressure. Number four, what did you learn about yourself regarding the next step? Oh, well, I just answered that. Number five, what are some things that you'd like to think about right now that would move you closer to your destination? How do you keep the fire under every decision and the fire under every action so that it doesn't feel like weight and it doesn't get boring? I want it to be fun. Why can't it be fun? You know, I'm sure there are many business people out there who would say, well, it's not about fun. Just have to do the hard work. Well, you know what? There are a lot of people, for everyone who says that, there are quite a number of very successful people who will tell you that there's a way to do the hard, grueling work that is positively driven and inspired. I must see the reward in anything that I do. Otherwise, it's wrong for me. I must see the reward in whatever I do. Okay, six. On a 1 to 10 scale, with 10 meaning it couldn't be any better and 1 meaning it couldn't be any worse, how good do you feel right now about your destination? See, this question is, I wrote these questions, but the purpose of this question was to make sure that in every coaching conversation, you're still on board with the destination. You know, a life event might have happened and you have to change it. So I'd say, yeah, it's definitely more than an 8. Somewhere between 8 and 10 is my score. 7, if you gave yourself a score of 8 or above, continue to the next question. Well, I did. Okay. Number 8, what do you believe would be the most meaningful short-term goal, also called your next stop, that you believe you can complete within the next 7 days? Oh, the next one that I can complete in the next 7 days. So something I thought about the past week as I worked on all these testimonials was, one, these are the most important things to say to the world, is the testimony of a client. So knowing that, it crossed my mind to take all of the testimonials and put them into one collage-like video. Number 9, if you can make your next stop align more closely with your motivators, how would you change it? So my next stop is to make the video. Something that's meaningful and honest from the clients is what will be what makes it beautiful as well, not just the visual aspect, but the actual choice of words that I pull from their testimonies and put into the video. 10, by now you have described a most meaningful and important next stop, that's right, that aligns with your motivators. If you can be more specific, how would you describe your next stop? It must be a max of 59 seconds. Number 11, what will it cost you if you do not complete your next stop? It will cost me a whole week of progress. It will cost me a feeling of feeling behind, really. Number 12, your next stop is something that you're completing within the next 7 days. In a perfect world, by which particular day would you complete the next stop? I'll be realistic and just say by next Sunday before my next podcast episode. Number 13, over the next 7 days, when would be the latest possible date that you can imagine completing it by? Well, I've said that already. Sunday. Number 14, on a 1 to 10 scale, how important is it to you that you complete your next stop? That's a 10. Okay, maybe a 9. 9.5. Number 15, if your score is an 8 or above, if your score is an 8 or above, then continue on to the next question. But if it's a 7 or below, it says, what could you change about your next stop that would make it an 8 or above? Well, I don't have to worry about that question. Okay, number 16. Okay, you're reading this question because you now have a next stop with a score of an 8 or above. In what, if any, way can you make this step smaller so that you can feel 100% confidence that you can achieve it? Being a perfectionist, it's a hard question. I guess I can make it smaller by making decisions that cut out extra special photo editing or anything too fancy. Number 17, if a negative thought is hindering your planning or thinking right now, what is that thought and how true is it? List each negative thought and then next to each, write the percentage of how true and false. For example, you might write something like, my boss won't let me do it. Maybe 40% true, 60% false. Okay, I do have a negative thought that it will be a very big project and I will make it very complicated. That can be 50% true, 50% false. Saying that makes me realize, you know, no, it's not necessarily true. You can make it simple. Number 18, let's pause for a second to check in to see how you feel at this moment. How do you feel about the direction you're headed in this exercise right now? I don't want the same thing to happen last week that to happen this coming week where I felt stressed. I just want to make sure the direction is good, but I want to make sure that I keep this a positive and simple experience this week. It says here, if you feel good, continue on. If you feel like you need to go back to an earlier question and change your answer, then do. It's fine. Okay. Number 19, what's going to be the tangible, material, measurable, or physical evidence that you completed this step? In other words, what will be the physical sign that you completed it? A square video and a wide screen video. I think both of those will need to be done with captions. Captions, that's the word. Number 20, on a 1 to 10 scale, 10 being you couldn't be any more committed and 1 being you couldn't be any less, how committed are you to taking that small step? 8. Definitely an 8. If you scored a 7 or below, how can you? You know, it's one of those questions. Are you guys familiar with this one now? It's where you check your commitment level and your desire level, and you either move on or you change it. And I'm going to move on. 22. On what day or days will you complete this step? Well, every day I will make progress. Number 23. In what way will you remind yourself to complete this? Oh dear, this will be in my head every day. I won't need a reminder on my phone. This is not a small thing. Number 24, how believable is it to you that you can do this? It's believable, yes, that I can do this. If I keep it simple, I can do this. Number 25, what can get in the way of you completing this on the day or days that you planned? For each obstacle, explain how you can best prepare for it ahead of time. One of my big temptations is that I will spend a lot of time on the podcast and it takes a long time to prepare the specifications and such. That can get in the way. The world will not end if I don't get it done. And as a matter of fact, probably the stress relief of just saying that to myself, it's enough of a reward to let go of these crazy high standards and expectations and demands of myself. Number 26, what kind of support and accountability, if any, can you plan to use to help you ensure that you complete this action? Just knowing that next week, 1 week from today, I will record my follow-up on this keeps me accountable. Number 27, let's look at a date for our next conversation. Oh, well, that's next Sunday. So we're all set. That brings us to the end. So now's the time to ask you, have you pressed the subscribe button? Because now's the time. Do you know where it is? Do you know where to find the subscribe button for this podcast? After you subscribe to this podcast, tell me your impossible mission for this week or the decision you've made that aligns with your motivator, your top motivator. Please tell me about it. Tell me about it. You can go to missesimpossible.com, missesimpossible.com, or you can email me at hello@missesimpossible.com, which you can also find on the Mrs. Impossible webpage. There's also a contact form there and a Facebook comment thread. So any way that you feel comfortable with technology to send me your message, thoughts, and your heart on this, please do. And a little disclaimer, I don't know if I need to say this in every episode, but just to be safe, I am in no way, and this show is in no way directly associated with Mission Impossible, the movie. It's just a metaphorical, inspirational phrase that refers to a very common everyday experience of facing the impossible things that we desire in life. Another disclaimer, my coaching brand, 24/7 Friend, uses a slogan, we supercharge your decision-making and action-taking. And that's the spirit of this podcast too. I want you to feel like you make better decisions, powerful ones and actions after listening to this podcast. But if any of your decisions or actions would put anyone in danger financially, physically, emotionally, in any way, don't do it. We're all about healthy decisions, healthy. And my rule of no right or wrong for this hour assumes no harm on anyone. It's a pure-hearted no right or wrong where you don't have to be embarrassed for having a pure-hearted opinion that sounds funny or weird. You don't have to hide your dark side of the things that you want that sound strange or something that you've done that you feel ashamed about. This is the place to hear you and accept you and allow yourself to be yourself. All right, Oliver, take it away.
It is now time to execute your mission. I do not wish you luck. I wish you unstoppable, pure-hearted desire, clarity, and action.